You are listening to the Amplify Your Success podcast, episode 9. Today, we're going behind the scenes of my very own operations. I'm going to be sharing the most valuable business tools I use to increase my productivity. This is a question that I get asked all the time, so let's dig in.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact? Boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hey there, welcome. It's Melanie here, and gosh, I'm kind of geeked out today. I love this topic, not just because I'm really committed to productivity. It's one of the things that I do, you know, really think is my superpower. It's like I get how to be efficient and effective and get more done, but when you can find the right tool to help you explode your growth and free up your time, which really that's what we want, right? So a lot of my friends know that this is kind of my superpower and I collect great tools. So my clients and my friends are always emailing me and asking, so what do you use for this? What tool is getting you this result? What's the best thing for this? So I love that I get to share it with you today. I've become somewhat of a tech nerd, actually, because I spent 15 years in Fortune 500 companies. And one of the big things I learned was the value of technology to accelerate getting the right results. So I don't use those tools anymore. They'd be way outdated by now. But the idea and the energy in me always stuck. So I'm going to share my 5 favorite must-have business tools. And as I go through them, I'll try and share how I use them in my own business, why you might want to use them, as well as just a little bit of facts and data. And remember, all of this is in the show notes, so you can jump over to my blog at melaniebenson.com/blog. Just search for the name of this episode, and you'll be able to have easy-to-find links if you don't know how to access these great tools. So let me start with my all-time favorite productivity boosting tool. It's called Teamwork. And Teamwork is an online task management system. I used to refer to it as a project management system, but then people who don't like the ideas of managing projects would think, oh, that's not for me. But we all have tasks and we all have a lot going on. So I hope knowing that there's a way to organize all those tasks that is not on a to-do list and put it into a cloud environment that you can share with your team is one of the best productivity boosters. Now, I mentioned earlier that I have a lot of experience in the Fortune 500 world. And in one of my the companies that I worked for 10 years, and I happened to get involved in the project management side of the house. And I learned a lot about managing projects, which I will create an episode at some point with some really easy techniques I learned that help entrepreneurs immensely. But one of the big things that happened that really shaped my view around these kinds of tools was I happened to get involved in an enterprise level project management system selection committee. I was literally on a committee that was determining for the entire Fortune 500 company what we were going to use. And it made me aware of why it's valuable to use a tool like this. So now, obviously, that's a very high-level tool. There's thousands and thousands of people having their productivity managed through a tool like that. But for you, what it brings to the table is an opportunity to get it all out of your head and to put it into very easy-to-follow tasks and assign it to either yourself or to others so you don't forget things, so that you don't have unrealistic expectations about how much you can get done or how much your team member can get done. And most importantly, you can eliminate that need to daily micromanage people and where's this and where's that? And, oh, I forgot about these 20 things that need to be done. You will learn to create a process, and this is one of the things I help my clients do, of learning how to dump all of those tasks and activities around a project or around routine activities, so they're automatically assigned to the people who will do them for you. Now, it may be you still, and that's okay, because what it does is it frees up that cloudy, foggy part of an entrepreneur's way of doing things where you don't really know what you need to do next, or you have these complicated lists on pieces of paper, and you're not really sure what you should be doing in what order. So this really helps a lot. Now, So one of the things that I really appreciate about teamwork is it's an interface that's really simple. There's a lot of these kinds of tools out there. I used to use a couple of different ones over the years. But what I love about this one is it has a ability to set routine tasks. You can have templates of tasks. You can have a milestone, which has a specific time that something big needs to happen, and then assign task lists to it. So it has some really nice functionality. It has a set it to a person and let them know when you expect them to start on it versus when it must be done. It allows you to track budget. It allows you to have multiple people assigned to one task. And by the way, this is my big gripe with Basecamp. I know there's a lot of Basecamp users out there, and if you love it, great. It makes my mind melt. It just doesn't work for the way my brain is because I like more of the list. But the big issue I have with Basecamp is you can't assign multiple people to a task if you want someone else to track whether or not it's done. So some of the ways that we use teamwork is every time I am booked to speak at an event, we have a series of tasks that get assigned to my team to make sure that all of the things we need to be prepared for are done. Because there's pretty much some ongoing tasks that we would do all the time. We use it for ongoing activities for all of our coaching programs, all the things that have to be done by the customer support manager. We have projects for any launch that we're doing. We have routine activities to track our numbers and to pull down the reports and update them. Basically, anything we do on a routine basis, there is a task for. I even have tasks that, you know, somebody's got to pull the show notes. Somebody's got to put this up on the blog just so it doesn't fall through the cracks. And that's the way I want you to think about it. Where do things fall through the cracks? Where do you forget things that have to be done? How could you put a set of tasks together that automatically were reminding the right people, even if that's you, to get things done? So there's a lot of really unique things about using teamwork, and I may actually do an entire episode about how to free up your time and delegate better using a tool like this. But what I know for sure is that it makes it so much easier to plan for success because it's out of your head and it's in a format that everybody can have access to, and it'll email reminders to the people that need to do those tasks if they're not done. And my favorite part, you can quickly at a glance see what's been completed and what hasn't. So their dashboard is really nice so that you don't have to worry about things falling behind. You can have a weekly or daily check-in on where things are at in your dashboard. Now, one of my favorite parts that's just come about recently with teamwork is they now have an online app. So if you do things on mobile more than you do things on a computer, it's very easy to use their app. It's free when you have teamwork. You can actually interface the two. If you're on the go and all of a sudden you see a team member's asking you a question, it pops right up on your screen. So I love that functionality. It's made it a no-brainer for me to use the system. Now, let's talk about the cost of teamwork. So it does have a 30-day free trial that you can start out on. I put all of my clients on that trial because I think that it's a great way to get started to see if you like it too. The costs are pretty reasonable. It starts at $49, and that's pretty much what most entrepreneurial companies can use. If you've got less than, you know, 25 people, you should be fine with that. But if you're starting to get into bigger levels of success and you've got more people on your team, you'll want to get to one of the higher levels that serves, you know, I think it serves up to 500 people. So that's one of my absolute favorite tools. You could probably see why. One of my values is efficiency, and it's a very efficient way to make sure that everybody knows what needs to get done. I don't like to micromanage. I don't like to have to be on top of people to get stuff done. It allows me to get freed up to do more of what I do best. Now let's move on to my second favorite tool, and that's Infusionsoft. Now you may have heard of Infusionsoft over the years. If you don't know what Infusionsoft is, it's a CRM system, a customer relationship manager. And it integrates really nicely a couple things that are important to me. A very helpful and valuable email management system with lead follow-up that's automated and a nice, very robust client purchase support system. So there's a lot that it does. I'm going to hit the high notes because it literally, there's a whole training that you go through. And I'm also going to let you know when you might be ready for this, because a lot of people get sold on the idea, but they're actually not quite ready for it. It's a really robust tool. It will do a lot for you, but you got to be ready for it. Otherwise, you're going to feel like you're not using it and it's a waste of time and money. So here's some of the ways we use Infusionsoft. And I'm probably even forgetting some things because there's so much there. But one of the easiest things to understand is we do weekly e-zines. Think of it as like an electronic newsletter. It's called Insights. And so every week that's going out to the people in our community. We have a series of emails that we send out either when somebody buys something, when somebody gets a free gift, and even if we're letting people know that there's a special offer available. We are using this system to create really beautiful custom-looking emails. That's one of the new features that I absolutely love, is they've created some new formatting tools to make it really easy to make the emails look super fancy. Some of the other things that I absolutely love is we can actually now set up an entire campaign of when certain emails are going to go out and track what's happening. So I can tell how many people are at each stage of the campaign. So let's say there's 10 emails I'm going to send out through a campaign for a certain offer. I can set them all up in advance, say who's, you know, what happens when certain things, like if somebody buys something, it can move them to a different campaign, or somebody's still looking, or if somebody clicked but didn't buy, we can set up campaigns for all of that. It's really, really sophisticated that way. And it helps us kind of pre-think what we want to do so we're not in reactionary mode having to think of the very next email or the very next step we need to handle. There's campaigns for every product, every gift that somebody might download, everything that somebody gets involved with me around, there's a campaign that's set up to run automatically. And that's what really this is about, is automating routine things so that you don't have to worry about figuring it out on the fly. Now, another thing that's really super helpful is this system allows you to do something called list segmentation. So if you're not clear what that is, don't even worry about it. It may not be something you're ready for yet, or it could be something you're going to tackle down the line. It's really a mastery level step. But what that means is I can look at certain people's behavior, or I can even ask enough questions of somebody at somewhere in the process, and I can tag how they respond or where they live or what kind of interests they've had, and then send particular emails based on their needs. Now, it's really advanced in that area. We haven't even scratched the surface on how much we can segment. But one of my favorite ways is if somebody's already bought, we can eliminate them from emails so they're not bombarded with something they've already purchased. You know, it's probably one of the most annoying things is when somebody's bought something and they're like, I already have this. Why are you keep emailing me about it? We can actually eliminate them from promotion emails when it's not relevant to them anymore. Now, another piece of this puzzle is they have some really nice embedded opt-in forms and survey features and all different ways that you can set up product forms and things like that so that everything works together. So if I didn't want to, I would never actually have to set up these opt-in pages and landing pages. I happen to like the way we do them, the visual better, so it's worth the extra effort, because they're not as sophisticated looking as some other ways we like to use tools. And I'll tell you about that one in a minute. But it does give you some flexibility if you have to quickly put something together, or it's just not like a super huge important thing to have a page. And they're, you know, you can embed graphics and all kinds of stuff in them. Now, like I said, there's so much you can do with Infusionsoft. I think it's important to know when's the right time to do something with Infusionsoft, because the cost isn't cheap. Now, I can't give you the exact cost because I've had it for a really, really long time. It's almost 10 years since I started using it. So I know the costs are all different. When you come in later, you know, they have different pricing packages. Sometimes they have a setup fee. Sometimes they don't. Most of the time, there's a $2,000 to $3,000 startup investment that you'll make. And what that does is it gives you access to some very valuable training and setup support. This is not the thing that you figure out on your own. Trust me, it can get really overwhelming and complicated. You want the education because it's going to help you and your team get ramped up quickly. Now, with my clients, I recommend that you wait till you're really close to six figures or you're in six figures and you need a more sophisticated way to automate this side of the house. And the other thing is, I truly believe you need to be at least doing 50% of your business online. If you're doing a pretty much offline business, I don't really know that you need this tool. So that would be something you'd want to really look at hard is, could it actually help automate enough of what you do to free you up? So Infusionsoft, again, in the show notes, I've got the links handy for you. There's a demo that you can check out just to get a little sense if you're unfamiliar with the system. So you'll want to check that out in the show notes. All right. Now, my next favorite tool, and I've been using this tool for a really long time. It's actually one of the simplest tools out there. And believe it or not, it's actually free, and it's Google Calendar. Now, I'm actually going to share two tools in one because Google Calendar works with online scheduling tools. The one we use is Acuity. And again, I'll put make sure it's in the show notes for you. It's a pretty inexpensive tool. I believe it's around $20, $25 a month. I could be a little bit off there, but I believe it's about that amount. And what I love is Google Calendar's free, but I don't want strangers in my Google Calendar setting up appointments. Now, my entire team has access to our calendar. By the way, I use calendar shares with my fiance and my family so that if we've got things going on, we have a shared calendar. We're starting to get the kids involved in that because now they can create calendars and they know where the family's going to be and they can let us know about things. So Google Calendar has a lot of different functionality. If you are working in different organizations, you can create calendars that you can share. And ultimately, your team knows where you need to be. Google Calendar syncs with almost every smartphone calendar. So what that does is it allows you mobile access to your calendar. A lot of people who are still using paper calendar, if they don't have their calendar, they have no idea where they need to be or what they need to do. I'm a huge fan of the online calendar. But going one better, if you use an online scheduling tool that interfaces with your Google Calendar, it frees up so much time. One of my pet peeves, and it's just because I can't stand going back and forth on email, is when you're trying to figure out a time to meet with someone and you're back and forth and you go back and forth and you go back and forth, still can't figure it out. You get a time nailed down. Next thing you know, they're like, oh, that doesn't work for me anymore. Online calendars eliminates the chasing people down to get an appointment. That doesn't mean I won't schedule something outside and you know, like finding dinner dates with a friend or, you know, there's somebody that's not really going to be booking you during normal time. You will have a little bit of that. But for the most part, this can free up like 80% of your time. And here's how it actually saves you money. A lot of people are paying their assistants to book their appointments, to book coaching sessions, to book speaking gigs or whatever you are going to be doing. What if you turned that into an online calendar? Many of these calendars will let you have different types of appointments. One of the reasons that I like Acuity is because Acuity allows me to have different types of appointments and those have different amounts of time. And that way, I make sure that the right amount of time is scheduled for that particular type of appointment. If I'm doing a strategy session, it's 90 minutes. If I'm meeting with a client, it might be 30 minutes or an hour. If they want just a 10-minute check-in, all of those are set up as options. If somebody's scheduling a get-to-know-me because we're thinking about doing a project together or they want me to speak at their event, they can pick the 20-minute consultation call. So I've got all of that set up. And people can choose the right appointment. Now, here's what makes it even better. If I want to get really, really sophisticated, I can actually share the specific link, which only shows them that particular time. So all the people that are scheduling coaching sessions, I can pull the link that says only let them schedule that kind of appointment. So I love that. Now, here's something that just happened that I fell in love with, because again, I'm all about automation and using technology to free up time. We just found out that there's a plugin between Infusionsoft and our calendaring system, Acuity, and it'll allow us to automate when somebody books a strategy session. they get, once they purchase, they go in and they get an email to go right in and schedule it. And if they don't, it sends them one set of emails. When they schedule, it sends them the other set of emails. And that frees up my team's time. I love it. I love it. Love it. And a big shout out to Acuity. We were one of the first to set up the new plugin, and they did a bunch of customization to make it work even better. So that, again, you know, geeking out here, I know I love all the technology, but it really frees up my time, frees up my assistant's time, so she's not manually tracking this stuff down anymore. And I can give my client a better experience because I know what action they've taken based on how it syncs together, and now I can get them the right information at the right time. So the cost of Acuity is, I believe it's around $30 a month. They have different levels. They have a free trial. So I highly recommend you can try that or whichever one, but think about how it operates. I really recommend doing trials to make sure it does what you want to do. Some of these calendaring systems online don't have a two-way push to Google Calendar, which basically means it can tell you what time's available, but not what's been booked. Or you have to do a manual push to say, okay, update my Google Calendar with all the new appointments. And to me, that just wasn't what I was looking for. I wanted more automation, which is why I went with Acuity. Okay, again, all the links in the show notes to help you out there. Now, I want to talk about one of my recent falling in love with tools. And I've been using it for a couple years pretty religiously. And that's Google Drive. Now, Google Drive, the best part, again, totally free. I think if you're like a mega user and you're using up a lot of storage, you have to pay a monthly fee, but it's not significant. We've never paid for it, and it's great. Now, Google Drive is basically Microsoft Word, spreadsheets, you can do PowerPoint presentations. It gives you an online, cloud-based collaboration environment. Now, when I started to understand how well it worked, I was obsessed. And again, geeking out on this, I could see how working with my clients, we could do in real time, work on their presentation, work on their sales page, work on their business plan. Like in my strategy sessions, the Get Amplified strategy sessions, I'm mapping out their priorities and figuring out their revenue projections and doing in real time where they can see what I'm putting in their plan. And I love it. It's so valuable. So I actually started implementing this in other teams that I run and using it so that everybody has access at the same time. Now, one of the little things you have to know about Google Drive is if you have multiple emails, you want to use your Gmail account. When you use a non-Gmail account, it gets a little cumbersome, and then you can have some glitches on being able to see the documents and have access because it's pretty strict. You have to use your main Google account email. Now, if you're super smart and you figured out how to make your main email and your Gmail accounts one and the same, great, it'll work seamlessly. Now, here's some of the ways we've been using Google Drive. Besides what I already mentioned in collaboration with clients, is we also store our procedures manual. We create a document for every product line and every launch explaining what's going to happen so everybody has access to it. And the minute something gets updated or changed, the team goes and updates that. So in real time, documentation is up to date. We create scripts there. We will create email templates, and I'll bounce back and forth with my team on making changes. So we actually are power users of the collaboration side of it. We don't use it a lot for images. The functionality on images isn't as great. I still use Dropbox for all that. And I know a lot of people are using Dropbox. The reason I stopped using it for the collaboration side is if one person on my team had a document open and someone else went and pulled it up, and they hadn't saved it, they may not have the latest version. And if somebody forgot and left it open, not saying I ever did that, but if it's been left open and somebody starts making changes, then you have multiple versions. So I just didn't like how Dropbox functioned that way, but I love the storage feature of Dropbox. So see, I snuck in another tool. We actually use Dropbox for all of our storage and keeping records of what we need access to pull for templates or, you know, client materials and things like that. So again, the cost, one of the best parts, zero. Highly recommend you check it out. Again, if you're coaching with me, you know we use that. I load up our tools there and you have a folder that's dedicated to you. I keep all of our coaching notes there. So in real time, we both have access to everything we're working on together. So I'd love to hear if you're using Google Drive, if there's a power way you're also using it. You can jump into the show notes, go into the comments, and you can share with us. Or if you're in the Amplify Your Success community, we're going to be talking about tools every Tuesday. So this would be a great place to also share how you're power using Google Drive. All right, so I got a couple more. The next tool that I want to share, and this is gaining a lot of popularity, is Zoom. Now, Zoom is a video chat system, so it's kind of similar to Skype in a way, but Skype has been so unreliable over the last few years, and the recordings were bad, the stability of the connection was really bad, so we started looking for alternate ways to connect with people when we needed to do like an online interview. And we found that Zoom is super stable. And I love that it has a feature right inside of it that allows me to automatically record whatever's happening there. So if it's an interview or if I'm doing a strategy session, I can record it and download it. Now, I find Zoom super, super easy. It's very intuitive. There's not a lot of complexity to it. It does have two different settings that you have to get familiar with in the dashboard. You either are picking a webinar, which allows for people to register to get a link, or the second setting is meetings, which means anybody, as long as you give them the link, they just pop right in. So meetings are what we use for most of our appointments, but if I was gonna do a webinar that I wanted people to register for, we would set it up that way and let people register for it, and they'd get a unique link to come in. And that allows you to have different levels, like you can have a host and a panelist, and then you can have attendees who don't come up into the video screen, they just get to watch. Now, it does allow you to show your face, or you can actually do slide sharing. And another great option is if you don't want to be on camera, you can just listen. You can call in via a phone line. So you don't actually have to get on video. So it has a lot of flexibility that way. We're using this tool now for all of my one-on-one strategy sessions because I record them and it's really easy for me to hand that off to a client. If I do any kind of pulling up their website and critiquing, it allows me to keep that on screen and record all of it. And so it's really handy for them to review. And again, I love the embedded recorder. I just note to self, as long as I don't dork out and turn it off while I'm waiting for my client thinking, oh, I'll remember to turn that back on. I did a really silly thing once when I had a client coming on board to record an Amplify guest coaching spot. We had an amazing session. Yep, guess who forgot to turn back on the recording? I was so bummed. So was my client. But, well, she still got the great coaching. Now, one of the things that's coming that I think is super awesome is a solution to something I didn't like about Zoom. One of my downsides is that there was no way to take the stream from Zoom and feed it to another environment. So I used to love Instant Teleseminar because it has audio and video, and I could push the video to an internal page on my website. Zoom doesn't let you do that. But what it does do is really cool. They now have created a way that you can use your Zoom to feed your Facebook Live on a page or a profile. It's not available yet for groups. I'm crossing my fingers because I was really looking forward to using that feature in our new Amplify Your Success trainings. So I'll have to do it old school still. That's fine. But that feature is awesome news because some of the other alternatives, the technology to make having 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people in a interview on Facebook, yeah, it was a little squeaky. It was hard. There was expensive. There was a lot of things that were making it hard and cumbersome. You needed a third-party app. Well, Zoom's easy. So you can push it right into your Facebook, right into your page or your profile. And now you've got a nice-looking video interview set up. So that's one of the cool things I'm getting ready to teach in our 30-day Amplify Your Influence Challenge, is using tools like that to increase your visibility and your authority positioning. Now, the cost, it's actually very reasonable. It's free. I believe up to 10 people in under 40 minutes, it's totally free. So everybody can use it. If you're going to start doing bigger groups or longer webinars, you need to upgrade. I think it's $14.95 a month, but it's well worth it. Okay, so great tool. We're using it now for all of our strategy sessions. And when we launch our mastermind here in a couple months, we're going to be using it for the mastermind so that everybody can see each other. It's a really great way to bond if you're not going to be together in person. The last tool I want to share today is, again, in the techie world, and it's a tool that I have fallen in love with for the ease and efficiency to update and or create beautiful looks for your sales pages, your opt-in pages, landing pages, any kind of online presencing tool. You can even create a website in it. Now, I'm not normally a huge fan of you learning how to do these kinds of things. I'm a big believer in delegating and getting things off your plate. But let's face it, sometimes you've got to jump in. And if there's a tool that your team could use to cut down the cost of doing all these different online presencing tools, wouldn't it be helpful? Absolutely, it would. So this tool is OptimizePress. It is a plugin for your WordPress site. So if you're not using WordPress, this may not be the right tool for you. It's super simple because it basically creates elements on the page that you can move around. You can put whatever color you want. You can embed graphics. You can embed videos. You can do a lot of customization to it. And it allows you to create nice, clean looking pages. One of the big things that can really take away from someone's influential status is if they've got a clunky website or it's confusing because it's not clear what's happening and that you've got too much clutter on it. One of the things I love the most about OptimizePress is it's really simple. It creates really clean sites. Your assistant can do it for you. You can do it if you have to. Don't make a habit of it. But definitely check out a tool like that if you do a lot of stuff online. Now, OptimizePress is pretty inexpensive too. Last I checked, it's $200 or $300. I think $200 gets you a couple of site licenses. $300 gets you up to 10, I believe. So it's well worth checking out. Again, in the show notes, I've got the link set up. It can be a little bit difficult to find OptimizePress because they don't, at least the last time I checked, they don't necessarily do a lot of advertising, and they don't keep their entry point easily accessible because it's, they kind of do it in launch model. So I've got a link in there for you so that you can find a place to go in and check it out. Now, I have to squeeze in one more tool. And I think I'm going to do a whole episode on apps soon. But one of the things that I have fallen in love with is Canva. Now, Canva is an online graphics tool. Now, again, I am not a huge graphics person. Again, it's one of those things I've believed in delegating. But what I have done is, like, I love to create images with a lot of text quotes, and I love having a way to go in and, like, create something, just a quick little, you know, image or a PowerPoint slide or something that I want to have a nice look and feel to it. So I highly recommend, if you're doing a lot of graphics, you're spending a fortune, you'd like to have more control over it, or you just want a simple tool to create some fast graphics here and there, especially for your team, it's super inexpensive. It's very cheap monthly fee. I believe it's under $10 a month, and it's got a ton of flexibility, and it has an app. I love the app feature. It's awesome. So you can create something and download it on your phone, or create it on your phone and download it on your computer. So those are my favorite tools that are helping me increase my productivity, get more done, and really keep my free time that I need to either enjoy and get fired up again and inspired, or I can invest back into growth and profit boosting opportunities. So first of all, I'd love to hear, what would you add to this list of productivity tools? Come join us in the community. I want to hear all about it. I love sharing tools. It's one of the best ways we can learn and grow together. So I'll look forward to hearing more from you on what you would add to this list. All right, we'll be back again next week with another great episode. Bye for now.
You've been listening to the Amplify Your Success podcast with your host, Melanie Benson. Want to get connected to other thought leaders and visionaries transforming the world? Join the free Amplify Your Success community at amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. And you can quickly find all the resources from today's episode on Melanie's blog at melaniebenson.com/blog. Just put today's episode number in the search bar. Now choose to get amplified today. See you next week.